Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Nun Zayin, Erevin 57. Today's Daf Yomi, we start at the Mishnah, at the bottom of Nun Zayin Amma Beis, and our Mishnah is discussing how we measure the tchum of 2,000 amos that are outside of the city. So why are we moving to this topic now? So the Meiri explains that after it was explained in the previous Mishnayos, which things are included within the entire city, or the Ibura, you're in the swelling of the city, and also from which point we start to measure the tchum of the ear, the borders of the city, and also how we square the city, and also the laws of the Karpov as they relate to Erev Tehumen. Now comes the Tana of our Mishnah to teach us how we actually measure the 2,000 Amos. That even though we explained earlier, back on 42a, that a person who can walk, if he doesn't know the exact Tchum, he can measure it by his steps. And we say 2,000 average steps equals 2,000 Amos. And we actually, according to the back, that which we learned on 42a, a person would not actually be required to use a rope and measure exactly. Those things were only said with respect to the Shas HaTchach, with extenuating circumstances. That's where a person needs, like for example, a person needs to go out for a mitzvah purpose on Shabbos, and he doesn't have the time on Erev Shabbos to measure the tchum in an exact manner. So therefore, under those circumstances, the rabbis say you can rely upon your steps, your average steps being 2,000 amos. However, initially, a person certainly needs to measure in an exact manner, and this manner is going to be explained that it's based upon the courtyard of the Mishkan, which was 50 amos, which we say in the Gemara that it was 50 amos, because it states in the Mishnah that how do we know how we got to 50 amos? Because it says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Damakra Orach Hachatzar Me'a Ba'ama V'Rochav Chamishim Be'ama, that the width of the courtyard was 50 amos, and on that basis, that's how we're going to get to this idea of using a rope of 50 amos in order to measure it. And so therefore, nevertheless, if he wants to do it properly, a person should use this rope in order to measure it. Even though ex post facto he could do it with the psia benonis, with the average steps. So says our Mishnah, a modedin ella bechavel shachamishim ama lopachos v'yoter. A person has to use, if they're going to measure, use a rope that's 50 amos long, not less or not more. And the Gemara again is going to go into that and explain it on 58a. V'lo yimdod ella kenegelipo. So since we said that the measuring, we're going to say that the measuring needs to be done by two people. One is holding the rope on either end. And that's what the Gemara is going to understand. That's what the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. This needs to be done by two people, not by just tying the rope to a post, but rather two people holding it. And since the two people are holding it, the best way to do that is, according to the way Rashi explains our Gemara, that each one should hold the rope opposite their chest, and so therefore we don't want one person holding it by the neck and the other one holding it by the legs, and therefore the rope is not going to be equal, and then there'll be less of a tchum, and so therefore each one should hold it by their chest. So Rashi implies that this is the ideal way to measure, by holding it against their chest. However, the Ritva argues that it's the better way to do it is to place it on the ground. Actually, place it on the ground would be the best, and that's how you could get the most accurate measurement. However, we have a principle that if somebody is too hard, it's too hard for them to do it on the ground, it's too hard to measure in that manner, then what they could do is they could hold it in their chest. And the rabbis gave them the specific manner and the way in which they could hold it. However, the Chidush HaMeiri writes that this idea of that holding the rope in this manner, corresponding to your chest, that's not dafka. That's not specifically that. Because really, any times two people hold a rope, it's going to be okay. But the whole point is that they hold it in a straight manner. But they could hold it both by their chest, or both by their heads, or both by their feet. And so, because that's easier, the Mishnah just mentions this manner because this is the easiest way to hold it. So that's what Rashi is saying. We also learn that it's not going to be a problem, says the Meiri, if one person is holding it high and the other person is holding it low, and it's on a slant, that they're not, meaning to say one person is taller, because that we don't have to be overly concerned about that, because most of the time we're referring to people who are average height, and it's not going to be that much of a distinction. So that's why the Mishnah says, "Well, yimdod elakinege libo." But now we get to the crux of what the Mishnah wants to teach us. That means hayamodeid vigil a guy. Let's say that person is measuring it and he reaches an alley. Oh my God, there, or he reaches a fence or a hedge and he needs to go either below or high. Then we say under these principles, mavlio, that we absorb the valley or the peak into his measurements. Meaning to say, he doesn't have to go into the measurements, go down to it, go put the rope down in order to measure it. He could just go over it. And so therefore, we're not going to measure the entire descent and the entire ascent. We just put the rope across, and the gap is what we're measuring. Even though the person is going to have to climb down the gap and climb up the hill in order to get to the other side, you're saying it's mavliya. We absorb the measurements as part of our distance. This, to me, is also a deep lesson that we're going to have. It's inevitable that everybody in our lives is going to have peaks and valleys. And the whole point is that when we measure, we move forward and we don't let the peaks and valleys distract us from our goal of reaching to our destination, that we keep on our destination, and we just absorb those into our journey.